This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Just when you think the deranged lunatic left can't get any more deranged, Trump goes and nominates Kavanaugh for the Supreme Court to replace Justice Kennedy, who's retiring. And of course, the left goes insane, but they've taken it to a whole new level. I saw a video of a leftist who just stood there screaming like a baby as a speaker was reading lines from the United States Constitution. So the Constitution triggers liberals now, sending them into uncontrollable screaming fits, which is exactly the kind of behavior that you would expect from a four-year-old, which is the appropriate cognitive age of most of these leftists. They have now devolved into screaming children. They have no logic remaining. They cannot use words to express meaningful ideas. They have no ties to facts or history or the real world. They can't construct an argument that makes any sense whatsoever. And you've seen these videos where Campus Reform, for example, goes out and films these videos on college campi, and they ask students questions like, even before the Supreme Court nomination was done, they asked students, well, what do you think about Trump's pick for the Supreme Court? Like pretending that Trump had already made the pick. And the students went ballistic, talking about how the pick was horrible and how he didn't have a good track record. It's like, you morons, he hasn't even been picked yet. Who are you talking about? And they can't answer that question. They have no idea what they're saying. And this is really an important milestone, because we are now seeing that all the rational, intelligent people, even like the gay guy who started the walk away movement, I forgot his name, I apologize. I think it's Straka or I'm sorry, I'll get his name right in a future podcast. But he's smart, he's intelligent, he used to be a Democrat. He's a gay white man, and he started the walk away movement. He's walking away from the Democrat Party, and millions are going with him. Because when you listen to him, he makes sense. He is opposed to racism. He's opposed to bigotry. He implores people to be compassionate, to be thoughtful, to be intelligent. And that is no longer the Democrat Party. That's no longer leftists. Leftists have been reduced to screaming babies. And if you think about it, a four-year-old or a five-year-old that doesn't get what he wants will just cry and scream sometimes, depending on the baby. Just cry and scream until they get what they want. That's what the left has become. No matter what happens in the country, Trump gets elected. A Supreme Court justice gets nominated. A law gets overturned by the Supreme Court. You know, like the Janus decision regarding union dues and so on. No matter what happens, the left just now descends into, you know, with sort of accented by Nancy Pelosi's totally demented word salad garbage. Like, what is she saying? She's gone, man. She can't even remember the names of Mitch McConnell or anybody that she works with in the Senate. I mean, I understand, like, I can't name all the senators, obviously, but if you work there, you should be able to at least name the majority Senate leader, and she can't. Her brain is fried. It's gone. She's gone. And what is she still doing running the Democrat Party? And the answer is, well, to the babies, to the screaming babies, the complete gobbledygook of Nancy Pelosi makes perfect sense, you know, to a four-year-old. Just like nonsense and screaming and whining. And to those of us who have logic and reason and intelligence, we're looking at these deranged leftists and just shaking our heads like, oh my God, how did these people ever think that they were going to gain power? How can these people run anything except to run it into the ground? These people are insane. And so the upshot is that the Democrat Party is imploding. It's moving to the radical extreme left. People are leaving the Democrat Party in droves. It doesn't mean that they're pro-Republican necessarily, but they're sure tired of the Democrats. Might be a lot of people who are becoming pro-Trump just because Trump is an outsider who's disrupting the system. Might be a lot of people like myself. I used to be a Democrat. you know, technically, I kind of supported Bill Clinton back in college. Yeah, I was in college when Clinton was around. And I remember thinking that he was a pretty cool guy back then because I didn't know anything about the world, which is probably why people who are under 30 shouldn't be allowed to vote. They don't know anything yet. Not until you're out of the real world, you don't have a clue. And then I became more of a libertarian. And I've always been anti-Republican establishment, anti-Bush, always been anti-Bush. Bush is a corrupt warmonger, but Trump is an outsider, and he's there to disrupt the whole system, and he's appealing to a lot of people who used to be Democrats. They're now saying, wow, you know, it looks like this Trump guy, I mean, he's not opposed to people being gay. He's not opposed to medical marijuana. You know, he's a pretty open-minded guy, pretty liberal on some policies like that. And he just wants Supreme Court justices to follow the Constitution as it was written. And the leftists are screaming little pathetic babies when it comes to the Constitution. They hear the Constitution being read and they go insane. They go and you just utter a word out of, we hold these truths to be self-evident. Wah! You know, just start citing the Bill of Rights, you know. pick an amendment. Pick the Third Amendment if you want. Just drive them nuts. I don't know the exact wording, but it's about soldiers being quartered in your home, you know, against your permission, without your consent. That's the Third Amendment that says, you know, the government shall not quarter soldiers in your home. Start reading the Third Amendment and see if liberals just start screaming and breaking down into tears. Like, walk into a restaurant and just start reading the Third Amendment and see. This is how you can sort out libtards from everybody else. You'll see liberals just breaking into uncontrollable fits of rage and tears, and they'll all start screaming maddeningly, and they'll try to shout you out of the restaurant because you are citing the Third Amendment. I mean, this is how insane it has become. These people, as I've said before, these radical leftists, they cannot coexist in a civil society. They have no ability to participate in a constitutional republic. They have no qualification to even be allowed to vote. They have no qualification to participate in a society that's supposed to be based on the rule of law. These leftists are deranged, they're mentally ill, they're dangerous, they're imploding, and there's a civil war inside their own pathetic, shrinking group, you know, tribe called Democrats. Who's the leader of the Democrats? Is it like, what day is it, Nancy Pelosi? Is it, oops, I slipped on the stairs again, Hillary Clinton? I need to walk around with a back brace like a human cyborg witch creature walking around with like a robotic puppet master with a joystick behind her to get her legs to move. Like, is she the leader of the Democrats? I mean, seriously, who's the leader of the, is it Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who is this radical communist, 28 years old, doesn't know anything, thinks everything should be free? Except you, of course. Yeah, welcome to socialism, where everything is free, except you. You're not free at all. You're enslaved by their system. Who's the leader of the Democrats? Is it Pocahontas, the fake Native American Elizabeth Warren, who refuses to take a genetic test, even though she got through, was it Harvard? I think it was Harvard or Yale, one of those two. She got through the whole system promoted because she said she was an Indian. And she's not. And she won't even prove that she's even 1% Native American. What a fraudster. Who are these people? They're criminals. They're crooks. They're pathetic losers. They're ignorant, illiterate, incompetent morons. And no wonder people are walking away from the Democrats. Who wants to be associated with these morons? Screaming, pathetic, crying babies, whiners, violently attacking innocent people in restaurants and movie theaters. Intolerance, bigotry on display. That's the left. No wonder everybody's walking away. No wonder. It's time to end the Democrat Party. Just goodbye. Just go down in history in your dark chapter of idiocy. Because you don't know how to run anything. You can't be civil. You can't participate in a democracy. You don't respect the vote unless you win it. You're crooked, you're fraudsters, you commit voting fraud all the time, you break the laws, you think you're immune to the laws of the land like Hillary Clinton, you are pathetic, you're disgusting. You should all have your passports stripped away, shipped off to Cuba. You know, put all these extreme radical leftists on a barge and just put a little propeller on the back and just aim it toward Cuba. Good luck. Yeah, go seek your bright future in your utopian society, and then the barge will get swept by a wave and it'll veer off and it'll land in Venezuela. And then all the Democrats will get off the barge in Venezuela and they'll look around and see all the starvation and all the destitution and desperation and people eating their neighbors' cats. And they'll say, we've made it. Utopia is here. Look, this is the society that we wanted to build in America. Because they'll recognize it as the crap hole that they create everywhere they go. It feels like home to them. That's where they should go. It's unreal. Hey, listen to more of my podcast if you want some raw truth about all this. I'm getting them all posted now at real.video. Real.video. This is, of course, the YouTube alternative for freedom of speech, for people who love America, who love liberty. So go to real.video, and I have a channel there called Health Ranger Report. That's where you can find all these podcasts. And there are a lot, you know, hundreds of other videos there already, thousands coming from other people, lots of other channels. So check it out. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.